Students are taping drywall they hung a few weeks ago, and the sound of hammers and saws echo from another room.
This house here was built last year at Guilford. You were in that class, right? Yeah, so they built the house last year.
That is Jack Turner. He's the construction manager at the Rockford Area Habitat for Humanity. The student he just spoke to is in a construction class at Guilford High School. The class works both semesters and builds one house per year.
Well, the house will be done, the dedication's before school's out.
Across the hall, in the room with those hammers and saws, another group works. Two of them stand on ladders, sanding the ceiling as sawdust rains down on their faces. Unlike the construction class, they're only job shadowing for the day. Every few weeks, a new batch of shadowers briefly join in the construction. Drake Austin is a sophomore at Auburn High School in Rockford.
We usually do projects in a shop class, but I personally want to do this because it's something to be interested in, you know, maybe a future job.
Austin is in the Production Academy, which includes career paths like construction and engineering. He's still a sophomore, which means if he really wanted to, he could still switch academies, or he could stay on this career arc and maybe join the construction class himself. Auburn offers a few extra paths as well, unique to the school, creative and performing arts, and gifted. Rockford Public Schools first rolled out the academy model nearly 10 years ago, and the goal was to give students hands-on college and career readiness opportunities. Susan Fumo is the executive director of school improvements at RPS. She says around 50 Auburn students were shadowing different jobs that day.
They're not sitting and doing a worksheet that's just regurgitating information. Like, these kids had to solve problems. They've had to experiment with the different types of sanders, which I didn't know how to do. I mean, and that's what they're going to have to do in the real world.
It's the kind of experience all Rockford High School students complete before they graduate. And Fumo says RPS also hopes it can improve the pipeline of students from Rockford schools to Rockford jobs.
And sanded something, too. So.
She did. She did a great job.
That second voice is Eric Manirod. He's a junior at Auburn and says he's interested in this type of job, too, especially somewhere like Habitat for Humanity, where he can work...
Not for a satisfaction of building, but like for a benefit of others.
Across town, a few students look at x-rays. They're shadowing at Hulsibus Chiropractic. One of them is Ricardo Aparicio, another Auburn junior.
I was kind of leaning into physical therapy, since like physical therapists and chiropractors kind of have to have like the same base like knowledge.
He's part of the Health Academy, but even though shadowing typically lines up with their academy, that's not always the case. The other student learning how patients are evaluated is in the Business Academy. They're both joined by an RPS Academy coach, Katie Hahn, who explains the process.
Auburn is different in the sense that all of our students didn't have a freshman academy to explore. A lot of our students chose in eighth grade and they didn't really know what they were choosing. Get your feet wet in the academy that you've been given, but if you have interests in other areas, let's go with your interests.
They may not have a freshman academy, but they do get to attend a freshman expo. The event features 100-plus booths from local businesses and industry professionals, and students explore careers to make sure they're comfortable within their new pathway.
Eventually, we're hoping for internship and capstone experiences. We're not there just yet.
But Rockford High Schools do still struggle according to state metrics. Two of the district's four high schools, including Auburn, earned lowest performing ratings on the Illinois Report Card last year. That's due to test scores, but also because they have graduation rates below 67%. The district did make some changes. With the rebranding, the academies now have local business sponsors, and all freshmen now take a full-year college and career readiness course. And they're confident the approach will yield not just better test scores, but careers. I'm Peter Medlin.